So I'd like to invite and suggest that we again practice the metta bhavana, the cultivation of this beautiful quality that we can feel in certain relationships in our life and start to strengthen, cultivate that, expand that quality. And we can once again use the style that we've covered already, that Czar introduced, that Tammy expanded on, bringing a being to mind that we feel some ease with, some loving connection. Just practice strengthening that quality. We might use phrases to do that. If you are going to use phrases, the technique I like to kind of add into that is really stopping, pausing, feeling what it is that we mean. I'm bringing this being to mind, I'm thinking maybe, we hope that you're well. May you be well. What do I mean? Does it feel like to be well in the body, in the mind? In the heart. Inviting you, if it feels helpful, taking some time, pausing, feeling into those qualities. So maybe as you can tell, I'm just going to say that kind of thing at the beginning and then invite you to go out and explore and experiment with this practice yourself, who you wish to bring to mind for that. And I'll bring in little reminders to. Hey, how's it going? Is it time to change being, perhaps? Or just remember what it is that we're doing here. I also want to just name something that the Buddha didn't directly give any directions on how you should do this. The places in the suttas, in the old scriptures seem to say things like a heart rich or full with kindness, or a being that's radiating kindness in all directions. Whatever feels like it could help you getting to that space, and maybe for the last third of the meditation or so, I'll just come in and start to invite us to radiate around us, that quality, that feeling. So, I'm going to let you find your way into the practice, maybe taking some time settling with breathing, with sounds. And if you like this practice, bringing a being to mind and go into that, can be that we just meet the body with friendliness, with kindness, meet the sounds. With friendliness, with kindness. Checking in with posture and breathing. Just checking where not getting too tight, not getting too stressed. If we're meeting the body, the sounds, with a sense of friendliness, can also be helpful to particularly guide towards areas that feel easy to access, easy to be with. And if we're calling a being to mind, it might be ourselves, it might be someone we know, it could be an animal being. Any kind of being that the resonances which may come through as phrases make sense. If you want to use phrases, you can use phrases you've heard. Anything that expresses what you wish for this being. To wish them well, to wish them well-being. Just take a couple more minutes in this part of the meditation, practicing. Kindness or non-harming, well-being, wishing. At this point, I invite you to feel the potential of your heart to feel non-harming, to feel friendliness, to feel well-wishing. It might be really evident, it might be more as a potential. Resonating with that, softening the face. If it's available, we can really let ourselves absorb, let in. Goodwill. Might be possible to feel as if that's what we're sitting in here in the hall, like a ball, an egg, an orb of well-wishing. It's what we're breathing, it's what we're listening through. Might feel possible to see it this way, that all of those meet up, each of our surrounding well-wishings actually link up together. Varying strengths, different particular flavors, but general collection of well-wishing. Let's see if it's possible to begin radiating it in one direction at a time. So, about radiating it forwards in front of you, down the hall and out through the wall behind the stage here. May all beings in that direction be well. Spend a few minutes in each direction. You can use phrases if you want, just radiating that feeling, or just sitting here while others do that. We can tempo, we can adjust how intense, how delicate that flows out. So what feels appropriate? Marry it with the breath, with phrases, without, whatever you like. Just taking a few breaths. If you feel it this way, it could be that we just rest in again within this wish for well-being, for non-harming, for friendliness. And feeling a opening on the left side. Your space, and just let that flow out or radiate out or be channeled out the left side of the building collectively out into space if you wish. Sense of well wishing. There might be a felt sense of this. It can just be an aspiration, inspiration. It can also be it's not the right time yet for this kind of practice. Just be here breathing, listening. Again, coming back into the body, coming into the breath, finding your alignment. Softening the face. Reconnecting to the phrases or the resonances, if that's helpful. And once everyone feels ready, we can just feel an opening to the right side. Letting that well-wishing, that kindness, that non-harming flow out. Flow through the walls, easily through the walls, out together in the other direction, the right direction. Having another breath or two, collecting. Phrase or two or resonance, including ourselves in this practice, including this body, this being. And imagine this opening behind us, flowing out through the spine, the whole of the back, collectively. Wishing kindness behind, flowing out the back of the hall, into the world. Feeling how delicate or how wild you want to radiate, feel to radiate. Also feel others' goodwill, flowing through yours, exponential growth as it flows out. And breathing, finding our space, seeing how it feels to rest in the heart of this, having radiated in the four directions around. And if you wish, we can imagine that energy flowing out into the earth, down beneath us. Caring for the earth, for the beings in the ground beneath. And perhaps to the whole living planet, our home, so many beings' home. From here, the last direction is up into the space above to exalt, to raise up, to offer. Into space. And if you wish, in these last moments, radiating in all directions.